Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Jen Hobby's got advice that can change you as a flirt today, right now.
Absolutely. You know how there's women who are just naturally good at flirting? Mm-hmm. They know how to talk to men, and it just seems that for whatever reason, all the guys flock to them.
There's a confidence.
If you're in a sports bar or you're out at East Andrews over the weekend or you're wherever, there's just some women that attract a lot of men and just have this sort of energy about them. Mm-hmm. And there's other women that struggle with it and they kind of clam up around guys. They get kind of nervous or they turn into their girlfriends and they giggle. And they're the ones that don't like quite have the mojo with the guys.
There seems to be like a gift that some women have that, without being too overt about it, sort of as a guy, makes you feel like you really have a shot here without it really even being anything about like a sexual conversation. But she's so engaging that it really makes you sort of feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I think that there's something about the confidence and, you know, being able to engage a guy in conversation or while you're having a conversation, you know, some sort of like friendly touch of the arm or something mm-hmm. like that. Or, you know, whatever it is, some women are better than others at it. But this is going to level the playing field because apparently if you do this one thing before you go out, it's going to give you the confidence and sort of this energy that it exudes from you mm-hmm. okay. that nobody has to know about. That you've done this before you go out, and every single person can do it. This is from The Rachel Ray Show. This is a dating advisor who gives you this piece of advice. You ready for this, ladies? Everybody can do it.
We're going to retire to the ladies' room for a minute for the ultimate solution huh? to keep yourself happy and hot. It'll be our little secret.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh. Something happens when you go commando when you're flirting. You know, panty free.
Huh?
I have. Oh, my God. You know the secret. Yeah, it's ancient. It's been passed down generation to generation, sister to sister.
I did whisper to Mama Jean. I can't believe I'm going to say this in public. I've never gone commando in my life. Not ever.
No, that's not
I
what you
shocked.
Said.
I said that I was a little girl. Maybe when I was three. That's the last time which, that switch went on.
Stop yelling.
Well, it's just, see, it's your little secret, our little secret. Yeah. Nobody knows, but it gives you like just like a very fun feeling.
I don't
free.
Know. I might try it on date night just to say I did it. I was in it to win it.
So this can go for any women, whether you're single, huh. whether you're married, whether you're in a serious relationship. Apparently, if you go commando, it puts you in a completely different state of mind. Hmm. You exude a different kind of energy and a different kind of confidence when you're in the presence of men, but they don't even have to know that you did it.
Is there anybody in here that would like to comment on that? Anybody?
She said in the presence of men.
Or if you're attracted to women.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
someone in here goes commando every day.
I said this how many years ago?
There's some things. Wendy and I both say not it right now?
I mean, you sort of have a brand at this point, yeah.
Have a brand. Have the commando brand. That's the ad I should do. I think that if you're not used to doing it, especially, and then you do it, there is a difference. Yeah, there's like definitely a difference. And it's always, because what I think it does is it takes the nervousness away. There's a distraction. Like, it's just... Yeah, because I think a lot of times if you're so in your own head, like you said, with women who are nervous around guys, and then they tap into that nervousness and they get obsessed about being nervous, and then it just gets worse and worse, and that's when they just kind of lose it.
Right.
Where I think that if you have something like this that you know is going on and you kind of feel different because you haven't done it before, then that's that enough of a distraction that's not going to let your head go into that. That, you know, nervous, I'm insecure, oh my God, I can't, you know, is he judging me right now place, you know?
And I think, too, you're kind of like secretly being bad. Mm-hmm. Like there's some kind of like something secretly exciting about that, but nobody else has to know about it. But you've got this sort of, I don't know. Different thing going on.
That's how I felt when I was wearing my Spanx.
Save that.
You're so bad, Jeff.
I was secretly being bad.
Here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, the advice that Rachel Ray gave the other day is, like, if you want to be sexy, like, in conversations when you're talking to dudes, and you want to, like, automatically make yourself a little bit more flirty without thinking about it too much, just go commando.
I'm a women's health nurse practitioner. We are taught in school that women should not wear underwear on a regular basis anyway.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
That is the only part of your body that stays covered all the time, 24/7, and it needs to breathe. So don't put any underwear on.
Amen, sister.
And it is such a routine for me. When I do put on underwear, my husband's like, "Where are you going with those underwear on? What you doing?" Because it is an everyday thing. So, I am commando as we speak.
Ladies, let your vagina breathe.
Let her breathe. Nice. That's going to be the tagline for my ads if I do these ads. Like, let her breathe.
But if you do this every day, though, like you said, I think that it takes away from the sexiness because then you're used to doing it.
I think you have to switch it up.
If you do it from time to time, if your intention is just to get your flirt and get your sexy
on. If you're going out this weekend and you know you're going to be wearing, like, your cute designer jeans and your cute shoes and your, you know, your cute top out, just go commando in those jeans and, like, see if it makes you a little bit, like, flirtier privately. And you don't have to tell everyone. And certainly after a couple of drinks, don't start telling everyone.
I mean, that's a
keep it to yourself.
I guarantee, though, that if you walk up to a guy drunk and say, "I'm going commando," he's going to talk to you.
Yeah, but you don't want that. No, you don't want that.
How commando?
This is for you to keep to yourself. This is your own little secret.
Here's Marie. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that years ago I used to work for a company. It was a nationwide company, and I did the training, and the men that I was training when I would go to these different cities, or the people I was training were always men. And on one trip, before I left, I didn't have any pantyhose, and all I had were thigh highs. So I just grabbed the thigh highs and the garter belt, and I took it, and I found that when I wore the thigh highs and garter belt under my business suit, I gave the most confident training
ever.
Wow, so it does work.
I'm telling you, and I started doing it every time I left to leave for training because it was just something like I knew that they didn't know, and something that I knew that if they knew, they'd pay even better attention to me.
Sometimes I think maybe the secrecy of it gives you a sense of power, because I think that it comes, there's always a power struggle when it comes to flirting or relationships or whatever, and maybe when you get intimidated is because you feel the guy has power over you somehow. And if you have a secret going on, then you feel like, well, you know, that you've got the power back.
Didn't we do this once before where some women called up and said that if they knew that they were going to be in a situation the following day, they were going to be on a first date, it made them feel sexier on the date if they slept naked the night before?
We've talked to women that
said that. Didn't women call up and say that also?
Yep.
All right, so here's the advice from the Rachel Ray Show about flirting. You want to get your flirt on right here, then this is the way to do it this weekend.
We're going to retire to the ladies' room for a minute for the ultimate solution to keep yourself happy and hot. It'll be our little secret.
I'm scared.
Something happens when you go commando when you're flirting. You know, panty free.
Huh?
I have. Oh, my God. You know the secret. Yeah, it's ancient. It's been passed down generation to generation, sister to sister.
I did whisper to Mama Jean. I can't believe I'm going to say this in public. I've never gone commando in my life. Not ever.
No, that's not what you
shocked.
Said.
I said that when I was a little girl. Maybe when I was three. That's the last time that switch went on.
So that's your advice going into the weekend right there. You want to feel sexy, go commando.
Go commando.
Mentally and visually, I'm so happy that I'm hearing that on the Rachel Ray Show and not on Paula Deen.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Melissa Carter. I want to get real with you for a second.
Okay.
And I don't want you to think that I have been judging, because I have not.
Okay.
But I may have made an observation that I'm just way off base on.
Okay.
Okay, and it has to do with you becoming a mom and the whole egg thing that you've been doing lately.
Yes.
And all that.
My embryos are frozen in a freezer here in Atlanta. I had gone through IVF treatments where I went through IVF for like half of the process, and at the process where they take the eggs out and fertilize them, then I had them placed into a freezer rather than back into my womb.
All right, let's see how real we want to get with this whole thing.
Okay.
Because up until this point, for as long as I've known you now, for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
you've been kind of nervous around kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a little, not, I don't want to say hands off, but just haven't really, I don't know, embraced the idea of children.
Well, I had talked on the air, I'm the youngest. I never was around kids growing up. So I was
just
the youngest.
Awkward.
I was youngest by far. So mm-hmm. I don't have nieces and nephews. My, you know, a lot of my closest friends don't have kids. I mean, you know, one of my closest friends in Knoxville has children, and I'm not around children often at all. So I don't have this. I'm not the one that runs up to them and picks mm-hmm. them up and hugs them and kisses them, you know. But, you know, I don't necessarily think that that would make me a bad mom just mm-mm. because I don't deal with strangers' kids. But
I've seen you with my kids, and you've been great.
Yeah, I just, it's a matter of the way I grew up. I just was never around children, you know.
So now you're going through this whole process, and I hear mm-hmm. you talking about it, and I hear you talking about it with Katie Jo and,
right?
and stuff. But I'm wondering if you're more excited about this whole process for Katie Jo than you are for yourself.
No, that's not necessarily
that's a good question.
That's
though.
Not necessarily the case. I think that the reason I'm a little more reserved about it, because with IVF you have to celebrate the stages, you know, because if you talk, because this introduced me to a whole new world of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. couples who have fertility issues. And I just have witnessed in the past 2 years, because this conversation started 2 years ago, and my conversation with the clinic started 2 years ago, and us going through, not only you have to go through counseling, you have to go through financial counseling, like there's a whole stages of things you have to do just before you ever get to the process of starting to take the hormones and getting. So it took 2 years for me to get these eggs in the freezer. And in those 2 years, just the environment I've been a part of, there's so much heartache that goes along with the celebrations. We've had friends that we've discovered since then that have gone through IVF that we did not realize was going through unsuccessful IVF treatments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically what it is a huge amount of expense, a huge amount of self-reflection, because for a lot of straight couples that, you know, like for Katie and I, we did not go into it with fertility issues. We went into it with, you know, biological, like we got to figure out an alternative way to have children, because we can't do it the way straight people can do it. But for a lot of straight couples that go into it, there is this sense of insecurity, because mm-hmm. they dreamed of having children, and then one of them finds out that they have an inability, or, you know, something is going on where they have a struggle having children. And so I think for me, the focus I have right now is on the embryos, because the children, we don't plan on having children for a couple years, you know, and I think that, you know, it certainly accelerated the conversations about children, because now we actually have living things in a freezer that could be if we wanted them to be. But I think for me, it's just this observation of all these sad, I mean, honestly, sad couples mm-hmm. that sit in that waiting room and they're depressed.
The
you
emotional
know?
Toll. I've had friends that have gone through this for years. Mm-hmm. The emotional toll it takes on everybody in the relationship is so intense.
I know couples yeah. that haven't made it through that.
Yeah.
Really?
That have split up through that
during
process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is so stressful and it's there's so much pressure and stress. I think that they have a harder time with getting pregnant because of the pressure mm-hmm. and stress.
Then there are other couples that I know also that have gone years trying and going by the book, and it becomes so pressure-filled that they're just like, you know what, let's just put this on the shelf yeah. for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then they have sex, and they get pregnant.
And they get pregnant, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a combination, because I'm going to answer your question with that, plus I'm naturally not a very... It's not that I'm not an emotional person. I just don't show my emotions as much as other people. I don't show them as much as Katie does. You know, one of the things that makes Katie and my relationship so strong is we are so different from each other. And I think there's an appreciation for each other because it's something new. Like it's something we're learning about. And then it also shows us about ourselves. And one of the things that we know about each other, she's far more expressive than I am. Mm-hmm. You know, she gets so excited about things, and the thought of being a mother is so exciting to her. But we've had the conversation where since we started this process, she laughs thinking, you know what, that we may be misunderstanding each other. So answering your question, she thinks I'm actually going to be this great mom because that I have this outward appearance that I'm very reserved and have this thick skin. But she says, you know, but you'll get children and you'll be the mothering one and the nurturing one. Mm-hmm. And that she'll end up being the disciplinarian, even though on the outside she exerts this fun-loving energy. Mm-hmm. So we've actually had that conversation, which surprised me because she said, you know, you'll end up being the kid, you know, the go-to for the kids for their nurturing, you know, which I never thought about, you know. But so I think the combination of both is I'm trying not to be too excited too soon mm-hmm. Because I'm celebrating the success of the eggs because going on, and not to go too long about this, but the IVF thing, mm-hmm. listeners' response to my sharing this has also been surprising because so many listeners have had this spice of negativity, you know, mm-hmm. like their congratulations, but just know that those eggs may not take. Oh, mm-hmm. fantastic for you, Melissa, but just know.
Because they've had this kind of, they've had
yes.
this kind
and
of
so mm-hmm. there was a part of me at first, I was offended. Like, why in the world would you express something negative when I'm trying to celebrate and just celebrate with me, you know?
Yeah.
So I, you know.
But they're trying to be. They're
cautious, but for what reason? Yeah. I'm proud of these four embryos that
but if
push through and
if
survive. And if they don't make it, I don't care. Like, I'm happy right now with how far we've come because it took so much effort. And I'm still going through because once you take the eggs out, my body's not adjusted yet. Mm-hmm. I have been jacked up with hormones for 6 weeks that my body has been, I've been probably had a harder time after the eggs were taken out last week than I did before. So I've been struggling the past week with just oof. Changes in my body and trying to adjust to it. So, you know, so it's a whole process. So I'm enjoying, you know, we put the picture of the embryos on the mantle. We got one picture of the embryo on the door. Yeah, I mean, it's part of me that I'm not thinking about stage six because mm-hmm. I'm still in stage four.
If you know? If you guys never had children, mm-hmm. Would that bother you?
It would bother me because I think.
Could you have said that 2 years ago?
Yes, I have said that probably since my transplant.
Okay.
I was not with the person, you know, I needed to be with someone who I knew was going to be the mother of my children.
Right. Well, and I think too, like, even if the IVF doesn't work, like, there's a lot of ways to become parents. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're open to adoption. We're open to all that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's all expensive, but there's a lot of ways to become moms.
Yes.
It's not that expensive. You could have Hollis tomorrow.
You're right. But for the adoption thing for a gay couple is a little more tough than
no,
for a straight couple.
I have gay couple friends who've adopted, and it's not easy, but it can be done.
But you are genuinely excited about it.
I'm genuinely excited. Yeah. You can't help but think about, and the reason I said that for the transplant is because, you know, we work in an industry of vanity and of attention. I mean, we all in this room would not be here if we didn't want attention on some level.
Right.
We all would not be working in this room if we didn't need, we need somebody to tell us that we're great or need somebody to tell us that we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we obviously have some lacking of doing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. But in 50 years, in 100 years, in 200 years, nobody's going to remember who we were, even though we strive to have some kind of public image.
I'm pretty sure we'll still be here.
But your
I feel like I've been here that long this morning, as a matter of fact.
But seriously, but your family always tries to find out who you are. Like you brought Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
People are always trying to find who they're connected to family-wise. And so that's my biggest motivation is, yes, if I end my life having not reproduced, I would be regretful. Yes, I can say that honestly.
You don't got to worry about that because it's about to happen.
I got four ice cubes in the freezer.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Intern Bianca here has got a freaky story to tell. You know, I know anytime that we bring in like the Atlanta Ghost Hunters, there's always that freaky factor of like there are things amongst us, if you want to believe it or not, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And Bianca's sort of raising the level on a talk like that, right?
Yeah.
This is you and your sister?
Yeah, my sister.
Okay, what happened?
Well, okay, back in 02, my stepfather died, but the day before he died, my sister, she woke up and she was walking to my their room, and she stopped at the door and she said, "Do you smell that?" I said, "No, I don't smell nothing." She's like, "It smells like death." I was like, "Okay, how does death smell?" And she's like, "It smells like it did at my cousin's funeral." And I was like, "Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's serious." So she went and told my parents. And my mother, she got scared. She's like, "Don't say that, you know." But my parents, I mean, my family, they're Caribbean, so they believe in all of that stuff. So. So she told them, she was like, "It's real strong, and it's coming right in front of your room." And my mother was like, "Oh, Lord." So the whole day, you know, everyone was spooked, whatever. And then by the next day, you know, we brushed it off. But that, okay, like around noon the next day, my stepfather, he woke up, and he said he has a headache. And we just thought it was a regular headache. So he was walking around. He went downstairs and he laid on the couch, and I went downstairs with him, you know, to see what was going on. And he was crying. I never, ever, in like, I've been with him since I was a baby. I never seen him crying. So I was like, "Okay, this is pretty weird." So he was like, "My head is killing me." And I was like, "Oh," he's like, "Can you give me some Advil?" So I went to get him some Advil. And he said, "Tell your mother to take me to the hospital." And I was like, "Okay." So I told my mother. She rushed, and he died on the way in the car. So
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So... emotional.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course it is.
No doubt.
Because I would assume that with your, you know, your sister, right, the one that if you have something where you have a sensitivity to something like that, because she noticed it two different places, it's one of those things, because it goes back to my thought of people who have this ability, usually are not the ones selling it on TV, because it's probably something they don't want to have. You know what I mean? They don't want to be able to predict things or sense things, you know? So, I mean, I just could see where it would be a burden more so than a blessing. You know what I mean?
I wonder if there are, if we've got Burt Show listeners that have had the same kind of experience where they either smelled death before it happened or had a vision of somebody dying before it happened, and they kept it to themselves because you're like, "This is crazy.
Right.
It's not gonna, I mean, it's crazy. I'm not gonna tell anybody about it." But then the next day, like, your vision comes true, freaks you right out.
Yeah.
Because eventually, if you do have that gift, if you want to call it a gift, you have to find out the first time.
Right.
And that's got to be the most painful.
And then you don't believe the first time.
Yeah.
So then you got to wait for it to happen again. And then you're like, "Oh."
Right. And every time you have a vision or you smell that smell that your sister said, then you have to tell. Is that the only time she's ever experienced that?
Well, she said when she was young, she used to see ghosts. And my mother and my grandmother said she was born with this veil over her head. Like in Guyana, where my family's from, there's like, when people are born like that, that means they can see ghosts and stuff. So. So I guess it's true. And my mother had an experience like that. When my cousin died, the morning, 2 a.m., one of the birds fell and broke, and it shattered into all these pieces, she said. And
like a ceramic bird in the house or something?
Yeah, like, and it just fell out of nowhere. And the funny thing is, she died an hour later. We got a call. Mm-hmm. She died, whatever. And we flew to Guyana, and the day after her funeral, a bird came in the room and sat on the on the bed.
No
it
way.
It would not move.
Damn.
Wow.
Would not move.
That is really freaky.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, I was calling in because that same thing happened to me twice when I was in high school. I had a dream that I saw a person dead, and my dad had been taking care of our sick cousin. He died, like, within 2 days after my dream. And then I had another dream within, like, the same month, and my aunt was dead, dried up dead, in the middle of a dinner party. Everybody else was alive, having fun. And she was the only person. She was, like, a gray color, and she died within, like, 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
Whoa.
Don't they say that, like, little kids are more sensitive to this kind of thing than adults are? Because you get so jaded as an adult, and you don't want to believe because you get so freaked out.
I say little kids
but you got,
ghosts.
Like, a 3 or 4-year-old around the house who's talking to ghosts and stuff like that. And they don't know any different.
Right.
And also, it seems so authentic.
It's not freaky to them, right?
And it's so weird. I was that kid. I always saw weird shadows around the house, and my mom's like, oh, you're just seeing things. It's nothing. It's the lampshade or something. But I always kept having that feeling. And my dad got a dream book because he was like, your dreams keep coming true. This is weirding me out. I need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, Stacy and I had this thought last week because we were sitting in the way our house is set up. It goes kitchen and then counter and then a little eating area. And then from that eating area, there's a window and you can see into our backyard. Mm-hmm. And Hayden last week said to us, you see that guy just run across the yard? I'm not lying to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked around and there was nothing. You know. And then 5 minutes later, he said the same thing. He didn't even say it was a person. He said that flash. Run across the backyard.
Wow.
So we opened up the door to think maybe our neighbor Mike's dog was in the yard, and there was nothing there.
Wow.
But we sort of just dismissed it.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows, you know?
Who knows?
You just never know.
It could be Kahuna.
Could be Kahuna.
Yeah, could be.
Please come back, Kahuna. We're having problems with Pancake.
Kahuna's still hanging out in the backyard.
Please give me some guidance with this new dog.
I'm also fascinated, too. One of my good friends, her family's from the West Indies. Mm-hmm. And is it a case that there is a lot of activity that goes on in that area of the world? Because so many people from, you say Guyana, from the West Indies, from, you know, that not only has sensitivity to it, but this belief, you know, that they really read the signs is which comes first? The fact that they pay attention to it and so they sense more of it, or is there just more activity there and more people from that area are blessed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
I think both, because my mother, you can call her up. She'll tell you a lot of stories. Like, and all the like Caribbean people, they have these weird stories. So I think it's more of the beliefs and all the signs come true. Everything they sense, it does happen. So I don't. It's not a blessing, but
not
it just
true.
Happens. Yeah.
Hey, Yana. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, the day that my grandpa died, I was actually we live in Woodstock, and he's in Ukraine, and we're all from Ukraine. And the day that he died, I was cleaning my house, and I was downstairs, and my sister was upstairs. And I just felt like we didn't know that he died yet. And I just felt like a strong presence then. And I didn't know what it was. I was like 11. I had no idea what it was. But my grandpa, every time he would see me, like when we were still in Ukraine, he would like play with my hair a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like somebody was like playing with my hair. And that night we went out to dinner. And when we came back, we got a message that he died.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
That'll freak you out. That'll keep you nice and freaked out for a while there. I could tell she was from the Ukraine before she said it.
Right.
That
she just didn't, you know, give you a chance to tell her.
Ukraine City. Good morning.
That's the spring break destination up there.
Ukraine City. Goes there. Good morning, Wendy. You're on Q100.
Yes. I have the same experience, too, where I was able to tell my brother. I knew he was going to be shot, and he was shot.
Oh.
I've had experiences where I was in Florida, and I visioned that he would have a bad car accident with another brother, and he did have a bad car accident. I called him and tried to warn him. So it is a burden because it's nothing you can seem to do about it, no matter what you say or do.
And it's not a gift to me.
It's not a gift.
Is it a vision while you're awake, or is it a dream while you're sleeping?
It's a dream while I'm sleeping.
So what do you
freak you out? I also have seen ghosts, too, as well, which I thought I was crazy. In a house that we own, I would see this male and female, and they would bother me to actually wake me up, and come to find out they were murdered in the house.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, God.
When you say you have these visions and there's nothing you can do about it, why can't you? Like, if you see someone's going to get shot, why can't you call them up and say, you don't want to be at this place at this time? Because you can change that.
I did.
Right?
I mean, but the thing is that the details are, like, even with the car accident, I knew it was going to have a car accident. I knew it was going to go in a ditch. I don't know exactly what street. I don't know exactly what day. So I knew he was going to be shot. I knew he was going to be shot by a drug dealer, in fact. But I didn't know what date. And I told him, I said, you need to stop doing this. And I could see it. I knew it. I told him it was going to be near a big truck and what have you, but nothing happened. He still was shot and murdered.
And it might be a situation where if she has something and it's like, it's going to happen in the lobby of the Q100 building, and she says, don't ever go to the Q100 building, then the circumstances change. Because if she's having the dream, it might just be meant to be. So then he won't go into the Q100 building, but he might end up getting run over two blocks away.
So at that point, you just got to keep the information to yourself then, right? Because if it's inevitable, it doesn't do you any good to tell him, because then it's like playing life roulette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just recently I dreamt that my mother died during surgery. Mm. And she's scheduled to have surgery. So she doesn't want to have the surgery. And normally I've been saying, go ahead, have the surgery, you'll feel better. So now I just say, I want you to do what you want to do.
So when is this?
I don't want to tell her that.
Right.
When is the surgery scheduled for?
Well, she has not scheduled it. She's nervous about having it. So now I just say, I want you to do what you want to do. And all along I've been telling her, go ahead, have the surgery, Mama. You'll feel better.
Wow, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if your responsibility is to tell, or if your responsibility is to not say anything.
Right. Like, what's the purpose in the visions, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I don't want the vision.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and Bianca, you said the same thing, like your family, like when they would, something always seemed to happen after a sign came.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd rather have my gift with the telling where the accents is than something like that.
Right.
I mean, this is one that I can share with the world and makes everybody happy.
What if you guess someone's accent and they get it wrong and you get it wrong and they die? What if you found out that's the curse?
Damn. The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The Bert Show.
Janet Jackson.
Hello.
How are you, Janet Jackson?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing really good. We love talking to you.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. I enjoy talking to you, too.
Been a couple months, but yeah, what's been going on? You got a lot of stuff going on, actually.
Film, book, theme song for the movie, nothing.
If people really knew what Janet Jackson's life was, would they say, oh my God, it's so exciting, or oh my God, it's so boring?
I don't think it's not boring for me. It might be boring for them, but I'm always on the move, always doing something. So the minute I have a few days to just take a breather, I seize the moment.
And when you have those brief times where you just take a breather, what do you do?
If I can get away,
I do. I love the ocean. That's my thing. I love humidity, heat, warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beach. And if I can't, it's about being with my friends, being with my family, playing games. I love reading. I love watching, going to the movies or watching black and white films, old films.
Yeah, you brought up the family, and every day it seems like there's a different rumor about what's going on with the tour here. Is there going to be a Jackson reunion tour? Are you involved with it? Are you not involved with it? Every day there's a different rumor.
No one's asked me about being involved with a reunion tour, so that I know nothing of.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a different answer, but that's all that I can really say. I haven't discussed, none of my brothers have discussed with me about doing a reunion tour.
Would you be open to doing a tour?
I'd have to really give it a great deal of thought. I think they should for sure do a reunion tour, for sure them.
Uh-huh.
I think people have been dying to see them for a very, very long time and really miss their energy on stage, and I think it would be great.
Now, I heard very distinctly there, almost bolded and underlined and italicized, them. They should do a reunion tour. Why would you be reluctant to jump on that?
Because I think it's not really being that reluctant. I just think people want to see them,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily their little sister tagging along with them. Who knows? But I when I think about the Jacksons, I want to see them perform. I don't think about wanting to see me perform with them. But that's me as a fan.
Let's talk about the movie.
Why Did I Get Married To? It's about four couples that have been friends since college, and they go on an annual vacation, and they revisit the question, why did I get married? So it brings up a lot of things. They're shot in the Bahamas, then the Bahamas vacationing, and it's paradise, and then a lot of drama happens while they're in paradise, and it's about forgiveness, about trust, about communication, about healing, about not healing. It's very funny at times, and then it gets very dramatic at times.
Now, Janet, I saw the first movie, and I thought it was fantastic, and do you find, because your character is she a psychologist? Is that her profession? Because I wondered if now in your private life, if people come to you for relationship advice, because they seem to be doing that in the movie.
It was that way before the movie. That's one of the things that I connected with the character, Patricia, because some of my friends call me their therapist, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before the film. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I've been married twice and divorced twice. Why do you want me to be your therapist? I'm still trying to figure this out for myself. But they do. And obviously, I guess I'm giving okay advice. And I know I'm a wonderful listener, because that I can do. But they keep coming back. So I'm always helping people with their issues. And I used to, like Patricia, not deal with my own. When mm-hmm. my own would come about. So that's where I related to her, in those two areas.
After doing these two movies, and like you said, getting married and divorced twice, are you open to marriage ever again in your personal life?
You know, if it's God's plan for me, and that's really not a cop-out, then it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that I see that. That's the way that I see having a family.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in my cards, it's going to happen.
And you did the lead song for the soundtrack also. You and Jermaine worked on this together, right?
Yes, we wrote it together. We produced it together. It's called Nothing. And it was really inspired from the characters in the movie. That was the true inspiration for it. And it's available on iTunes. And I'm really happy, because people have been listening to this song and really, really taken to it. They've really been enjoying it and really responsive. So I'm glad they're liking it.
You know, we're here in Atlanta, so we have to ask. I think everybody is sort of like fascinated with the relationship with you and Jermaine, because you guys have both been such adults about it. And I think when people go through the same kind of things you guys have gone through, you usually go separate ways. But you guys have formed this beautiful relationship, and it seems to be seamless.
We never stop loving one another. I adore him. He is such a good man and has such a wonderful heart. And I'm so thankful that he's allowing me to still be in his life, and that we're such good friends. We speak every single day. I adore Jermaine. And I will hope that he will always allow me to be in his life.
Well, good luck with the song and good luck with the movie. And I know from an outsider's perspective, I would love to see you part of that tour. So,
yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't be just a little sister.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're not just a little sister. You may not know this. You're Janet Jackson.
I'm not just,
little sister tagging along.
No, you were Janet.
All right, Janet, thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.